In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
And now, Little Steven's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
Mighty Manfred with you here in Little Steven's Underground Garage. And it's time for another Coolest Conversations throwback. Remember to follow, subscribe, rate, and review. Joining me is Vern Shank, frontman for the Flagler Beach, Florida bass band The Cherry Drops, who when this interview aired originally on January the 8th, 2016, were enjoying the recent release of their second album, Life is a Bowl of Cherry Drops, which features our then coolest song in the world, Far Out. We talk about the track and the album, including a number of special guests on it, like Steve Boone from the Lovin' Spoonful, Tony Valentino from the Standells, Evan Foster from the Boss Martians, and yes, even myself contributing to a version of Psychotic Reaction. They also cover the Archies song, Everything's All Right, and we talk about the Archies' lead singer, Ron Dante, and his association with the band. Before we start, though, let's hear a bit of Far Out to get us in the mood for your Coolest Conversations throwback presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Hey you, I caught you looking at me, it's true. You're looking good as can be if you walk on over here, girl, we too can give it a whirl. Far out, without a doubt, it's totally rad. The way you move, the way you groove, you're driving me mad. Hot stuff, can't get enough, you're swinging to the beat. You shake, you twirl, my heart's in a whirl, from my head down to my feet.
Back with the Mighty Manfred, and on the line with me today on our Coolest Conversations is Vern Shank from the Cherry Drops. Hey Vern, how's the new year treating you?
It's treating me good, and especially this very moment is treating me good, because I would rather not be in any other place than hanging out in the underground garage with you, Manfred.
Oh man, Vern, thanks so much. Well, we got a new year, new album. I have to think things are going great for the Cherry Drops. The album's called Life is a Bowl of Cherry Drops, right? You got
you
on there teamed up with some 60s rock legends, both Steve Boone from the Lovin' Spoonful as well as Tony Valentino from the Standells. Tell me how you put the album together and how you got those guys involved.
Well, Mighty Manfred, it's kind of a long story, but it has to do with putting the album together. We went into the recording studio with great producer and bandmate Josh Cobb up in Jacksonville, Florida, through some connections that I had with radio, because I also, one of my other side things that I do is I have a little radio station. I had reached out to some of these legendary performers, Steve Boone of the Lovin' Spoonful, Dennis DeFano of the Buckinghams, who's in our music video, and a couple other people as well, Ron Dante from the Archies. But specifically for the album, you know, we had Tony Valentino of the Standells. I had done some interviews with them, and I introduced them to the Cherry Drops, which it kind of has their legendary 60s sound. Just kind of, it's like a 60s thing meshed with, you know, a sound of today. But they really dug it from our first album. I gave them a copy. They really dug it, and it's like one of those things, it never hurts to ask, you know. I was a little nervous, and I was like, I wonder if I could reach out to these guys, and they would say yes, but they could say no. Well, it doesn't hurt to ask, so I just went out on a limb and asked them, hey, would you mind participating on our album, on a song or two? And by stroke of luck, they were the kindest, coolest dudes, and said, absolutely, we would love to. We love your album, the first one. And it would be great to be a part of the second album. So I was able to garner some legendary cats, as you might say, to be a part of the second album, Life is a Bowl of Cherry Drops. So it came together quite well. We recorded in Jacksonville. Some of the other parts were done in Seattle, Washington, in California, and the album came together quite well.
Well, I have to give full disclosure here because I am on the album as well, and sing on a version of Psychotic Reaction. We share vocal duties on that one. And I guess what's funny to me about that is my part I did out here at Dave Klein's studio. Right, he had me stick my head in this dryer. You know, he said it was for the vocal effect, and I had my suspicions that he was just playing a joke on me there, but I figure sticking my head in the dryer is much better than sticking my head up my ass, which I've done quite a number of times.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's also some video footage that we want to put up of that, too. You got your head in the dryer, and I don't know, hopefully the spin cycle wasn't on too fast, but...
So we just took a listen to Far Out a moment ago before we started chatting. It's this week's coolest song in the world, and for this one, you've made another epic music video, and I describe the new one as it's like a takeoff of a shindig or a hullabaloo or any kind of local teen 60s show. Did you have the same director as the guy that did your Out of Sight video for the new video?
There were there was sort of a team up of directors slash filmmakers. I want to give some mad props to Jeffrey Moore at Extravaganza Video, and believe it or not, the great Eric Foster, who's the brother of Evan Foster from the Boss Martians, who plays on several songs on our Cherry Drops. It's kind of a pseudo member of our band. Eric Foster of the Boss Martians, he's also in the Boss Martians, plays bass, and Jeffrey Moore of Extravaganza Video. They did a good job. They collectively worked together and really worked well together. And they had both been in the same room and worked on Out of Sight, which was 2014's coolest song, also on Underground Garage. So yes, both directors slash filmmakers came together again to help this particular project. I wrote the screenplay, the script, the treatment, if you will. I'm kind of also dabbling in screenplay writing. When I'm old and gray and I can't jump around and carry on as much in a band or DJing, my travels would someday like to be a full-time screenwriter for movies, films, videos. So this was a start, writing this screenplay, this treatment, the storyboard for the video.
So Vern, I believe Little Steven, he did some editing on Far Out, right? What exactly did that entail?
I'll tell you what, it was really cool what he did, Manfred. Our lead-off track off of our album, Life is a Bowl of Cherry Drops, is a kind of a harmony-laden Beach Boys kind of thing. It's called Bliss. And I was thinking of the Beach Boys' Our Prayer when it came out of the gate. We wanted to come out and kind of set the tone for the album with the harmony hook because we are very harmonious. So what happened was Little Steven must have dug that track and then loved, of course, Far Out, which was super cool of him. So he kind of did an edit where he takes the harmony part of Bliss and hooks it right at the forefront of Far Out. So it creates like a cool intro for the Far Out, which is super groovy and got the harmonies and hooks in it as well. So he took both those songs and combined them and made it the radio edit version of Far Out. And I think it's a great thing because it really exemplifies what we were going for to begin with. And so, kudos to Steven and that cool edit. It just kind of, it sets the tone for the song. And I think he did a fantastic job. So kudos to Little Steven. Thank you.
Well, you wrote the song Far Out with Josh Cobb. You mentioned Josh a moment ago. He's your main songwriting partner?
Yes. Josh and I usually collaborate on most songs. Josh from Jacksonville, Florida. Want to say a big hello to him. Rockbot Studios. And him and I kind of come together and we come up with a melody. We come up with, secondary, the words come into play. We get a melody, and through the melody, we feel where the song's going, and it just leads us to where the words are going to come into place. And we wanted to make something kind of retro, cool, groovy, yet, with a little modern twist, and I think Far Out did the trick. And having Evan Foster play that killer guitar solo and some cool ear candy as well from the Boss Martians fame really brought the song up to the next level as well.
Well, you mentioned Evan a couple of times now, and he's the main man in the Boss Martians. I think the other track he plays on the album is It's a Surfing Thing, right?
Yeah, and of course, the Boss Martians, originally starting out with that surf and frat music that they were well known for in their early career, and then, you know, jumped on over to the kind of garage rock and roll thing. It was just a natural flow for Evan and the boys to do. And, you know, of course, the Boss Martians being the coolest song in the world, you know, for I Am Your Radio and many other cool tunes that have traveled through the underground garage circuit. He's a good friend, and just as you are, Manfred, and it was just it was an honor to have him be a part of our record album again.
So is he in the band, or he's still a pinch hitter status?
He's kind of pinch hitter. He comes in, and he's a very busy guy. He also does producing on his own up there in Seattle, Washington. The Boss Martians have a heavy tour schedule. He does all kinds of other projects and band projects. But so he's kind of like a pseudo member. If, you know, when we need the heavy guns for on guitar work, we pull in Evan, and he always blasts out some great guitar work. So, you know, if and we get some sort of tour going, we would absolutely have Evan Foster in the flock as well, and we're working on some things like that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what the tour schedule was for 2016.
Right, we're working on some possible dates. We want to really put this thing together. It was in 2014 and 2013. It kind of, this whole thing started out like as if we were a kind of a studio project, but as time goes on and some of these great things are happening with us, we decided, you know, we got to move ahead. So we are, you know, in the process of working out some tour dates in 2016. And we'll keep the Underground Garage and you abreast of that as it comes together. Maybe we can even have the Mighty Manfred come in and sing Psychotic Reaction.
Oh, I don't know if you want to mess with that guy. He's a jerk. So on the new album, you've got several different cover tunes. You're covering like Badfinger and the Archies and the Count Five. Were you guys already playing those songs, or did you think, we need... That's such a great song. Let's make a point to learn that for the album. Or were you guys already doing those particular tracks?
I myself, as in other, you know, band type situations back in the day, I had played the Count Five, Psychotic Reaction. We're into those kind of nuggets, those 60s nuggets box set kind of thing. The last album had Little Girl, which was, you know, a great song as well. So we had been kind of familiar with the songs, so we decided to move ahead and, you know, kind of relearn them and put our own twist on those. We wanted to be, you know, primarily our album be a originals, but we had to pay some homage to some true bands that we were influenced by. So we kind of, you know, relearned Badfinger, Just a Chance, which was a lead off track to a Badfinger album. Mm-hmm. We got full endorsement by sort of a friend in the industry, Ron Dante, who's the voice and the sound behind the Archies and the Cufflinks and many other bands. He gave me full thumbs up. He loves the track. In fact, I just talked to him the other day. He said, you tell anybody, Ron Dante gives full endorsement of the entire Cherry Drops album. So that was an honor.
You guys do the Archie song, Everything's All Right. I want us to take a listen to that. So has Ron ever participated? I mean, he's not actually on the album, right?
Right. Early on, I had asked him if, you know, he may be able to do like co-vocals sort of like in a way that you did off of the Psychotic Reaction. But he was really tied up. He's doing a lot of touring and things. And I've run into Ron many, 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 many times. And again, it was one of those things where I took a chance and I asked him if it would be all right. He basically said, well, go ahead and record it and send it to me before you do anything. I just want to make sure that, and he gave us some tips along the way. In one of the early Everything's All Right versions, our harmonies weren't quite up to, I guess, Archie standards. They were a little low in the mix. It was not so much our harmonies. It was that the mix wasn't quite right, and our harmonies were a little too low. And Ron quickly came to our aid and said, you know, gave us some helpful tips on how to enhance those harmonies, because the Cherry Drops are full of hooks and harmonies.
Right.
And we wanted to kind of combine our harmonies with the Archie's Ron Dante style harmonies. And so he did participate in the album in that essence. He doesn't sing or he's not on the album, but we've got his full blessing, and he has helped us along the way with the tips, getting certain tips about that song in particular to his likings and standards.
Well, then let's take a listen to it, all right? But first, thanks again for taking the time to speak with me today, Vern, on our Coolest Conversations.
Yeah, you bet, Manfred. And again, it's an honor to be a part of the Underground Garage family, the extended family, Little Steven, Dennis, everyone involved. We're very honored that the Cherry Drops can be, a part of the family. And we can't say thank you enough just to be a part of it all. Thank you very much, Manfred.
Okay, well, here it is. Everything's All Right, off Life as a Bowl of Cherry Drops in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.